All right, how are ya? Welcome to Your Life Could Be Worse, the place you can go to make yourself feel better about your life. Hey, what's up, everybody? Just like to say welcome back. And up until this point on the last podcast, you heard a little bit about my dad and when I was living with him. But during that time, not only did I have to put up with my dad's bullshit, but I had to put up with my ex and her boyfriend, her new drug dealer boyfriend, you know, the guy that made the bomb threat against me. You know, this guy was a character. I mean, it all started because I asked him to remove a picture of my daughter on his Facebook page, and he fucking flipped. He did not like that at all. It made him even more mad. I mean, I don't even know what he was mad about in the first place. But, you know, he sent me fucked up text messages. He showed up at my sister's house with a gun, told me that I was dead, and then just drove off. The fucked up part about this is he showed up in my ex's car, the one that I bought her, or the one that I made all the payments for, I should say. The title was in her name. I was played in that aspect. You know, my ex played games with me, Thanksgiving and Christmas. Like Christmas, for example, she told me that she came to my dad's house and I wasn't there. I was like, I've been waiting for you all day so that I could see my daughter. And she's like, we went there and your car wasn't there. And then my daughter told me later that they didn't ever come to my dad's house / sisters. They went to the bar around the corner and tried to look through the fucking cornfield at us. So there was no way you could see my car or anything. They were just messed up. I don't know why they did that, but these were the types of games that I had to play every single day. My ex would tell me, oh, you can see your daughter. Just give me a call after work. I'd give her a call after work. She'd say it was too late. It was like 5:30, 6 o'clock. She gets out of work at 5. I figured that's good enough. Gives you an hour to get home. And she just made up so many excuses that it made me mad. It made me really upset that I couldn't see my daughter, because I could care less what she did to me, my ex. And, you know, I was not nice to my ex. I called her every name in the book, but I never made any physical or I never threatened her in any way. I just was really upset with her, and it was clear to everybody that I was. I mean, I fucking broke a hutch in my dining room and flipped out when I found out she cheated on me, but hey. But anyways, when I got mad, she would tell her boyfriend, and her boyfriend would get even more mad. Her boyfriend used to send me messed up text messages at night. He'd be like, yeah, I'm fucking your girl right now while your daughter sleeps in the next room, or I'm gonna text you every time that I bang your ex. And it's like, I don't want to use names, so I almost slipped. I used to get fucked up text messages from this kid. I reported it to the police. I went to the police. They said there's nothing that they can do. I'm like, what the hell? This guy's making death threats towards me. He made a bomb threat. There's nothing that you can do. And now he's talking weird about my daughter while he's having sex with my ex. Like, I could care less if he's having sex with her. But this is really, it's not the right thing, like, for my daughter to be around. Well, I don't know. After my life being threatened about a half a dozen times at this point through, I don't know, a 2 or 2.5 month period, I realized my life was in danger. You know, this kid really wanted to hurt me. And I'm not going to let some drug dealer take my life away from me. So I moved to another state for a little while. I started living in hotels. I spoiled myself and I spent money staying in hotels, and I stayed at a friend's house that had a body shop that I've known all my life. I really trust this kid, and he doesn't talk to my ex or anybody that knows her, and I felt like I could trust this kid, and I could. He's still a good friend to this day. But while I was up there, I noticed that my devices started needing my account password reset. Other accounts sending me emails saying that the account was reset, the password. I couldn't get into certain accounts, so I had to reset the password. I had to call Comcast to reset passwords, and they told me, you know, it's your ex. She's calling in and changing the account password. So I knew it was her. So I go back to the police. I tell them, now she's hacking me. And then she says to the police that she doesn't have any computers. I had about 15 computers in that house, and at least three or four of them were hooked up and logged in to any one of my accounts to give her access. And that's how she was getting into my Google stuff and everything. I had devices that she had access to. When that restraining order came out, she had all of my stuff. She had access to everything. And that sucks. My ex turns around and tells him, oh, you don't have any... She didn't have any computers, and I turn around and tell them, no, she has all of my computers. That's how she's logging in. So the police didn't believe me. So in the meantime, she's sabotaging my business. Customers are emailing me. She's emailing them back saying that I don't do that anymore. I don't work in that field anymore, or just making up anything. I'd call customers and they'd be like, I thought you weren't working anymore. I'd be like, I never said that. She took down my websites, customers' websites, thousands of dollars worth of websites just gone. She deleted everything off my servers. My family, she gaslit my entire family, told them that I was the bad guy. Just because I wasn't nice to her about her cheating on me after 10 years and keeping my daughter away from me, yeah, I wasn't a happy camper. It's just ridiculous that she turned all of this around on me, and I admit I wasn't nice to her, but she's got a fucking boyfriend sicking him after me in the car that I fucking making payments on, threatening my life. I just had enough. So my buddy, he's got a body shop, and I'm hanging out at his shop one day, and I see my ex's car drive by, and I'm like, what the fuck? It's a very distinct car, and it's got a little wing on the top of it, so you could really pick it out, and it's bright red. You can't miss this car. And at first, I'm like, no way. And I'm thinking, yeah, that's like a one-of-a-kind wing on that car. I've never seen it anywhere. So the next day, I'm at my buddy's shop hanging out. I used to do body work in high school with this kid, and I grew up around his dad's shop, so I'd help him out, you know? And we're hanging out outside, and I see the fucking car drive by, and who's driving it? But my ex's new boyfriend is driving it. So my ex's new boyfriend is driving the car, and I'm like, I'm in another state. Why the fuck is he up here? Like, this kid would never know where the fuck I was. I mean, I was in the boonies, guys. So I freak out. I didn't say anything to my friend. That night, I went back to the hotel, and it's crazy. What you're going to hear for tomorrow's episode, definitely come back for tomorrow's episode, because you're going to hear what happens when I go back to the hotel the next day. It's crazy. I will see you guys tomorrow. So that's it for today. Definitely come back tomorrow and hear the continuation of today's episode. So everybody, just think, your life could be worse. Take care, everybody. Have a great day. Bye-bye.